This is uncharted territory. An artist contracted to work full-time within a youth project but remaining an artist and not becoming an arts worker, a youth arts worker, or an arts development worker. In my new contract, it says full-time. What does that mean to me as an artist? Full-time. It feels like I've lost my life. Does it mean I have to be here in this building full-time? I need galleries, libraries, conversations with other artists. And what are my skills? When other artists are brought in to do pieces of work, I'm not threatened, but I am envious. I don't come with a clear, obvious bag of skills like other artists who come in to do things. And I don't have any previous collaborative experience to stand by. I have no map here.
We are now attempting to work in a new way. A way of working here about collaboration and interest-based groups. These young people can be artists, singers, go to college, find their passions and follow them. That means real learning, which will empower them, not just satisfy them each week from coming from group to group. There will need to be a hard slog if we are to learn, if they are to learn. It won't be easy.
If collaboration is the way we work now, does that mean as youth workers, we need an artist to do everything now? Do we need an artist to do everything now? As a youth worker, when you're looking collaborator, how does a youth worker find their peace within a collaborative process? Over the last few years when we have the youth project, music has been something we've been involved in. I love to sing. I'm there with young people as part of the jam session. But can I give that part of myself as a youth worker, give up that part of myself as a youth worker and allow myself purely to sing? But say at the moment I cannot do that. For feelings of guilt and feeling that the young person always has to be the centre of that. I couldn't possibly indulge in singing for singing's sake. Collaboration means everyone walks away and feels like you have part of that. As a youth worker, is it enough that young people are purely my part? Is that enough?
I find youth workers interesting people politically, so I wonder, is there a space where a youth worker can collaborate on their vision of the world without it always being about a particular young person's growth? Can a youth worker collaborate because a youth worker is interested in an issue or something bigger than the effect on the individuals? I don't know. I don't know if a young person is part of the process. Will the instinct always be to look to them?
I think we have a lot to say, and I think we understand a lot about what goes on. We have ideas, but it all gets stuck in here. It all gets stuck around this building, but it gets stuck in the walk. It doesn't go beyond that. And I get frustrated with that sometimes, with myself, because I don't bring it. And I think we've become so totally focused on the individual and the micro. And the bigger stuff just gets lost altogether.
I don't think I like art. It's boring. If this is it, I don't want to be in it.
I can feel the process unravelling. Why not change the group? Make it for you. Instead of thinking this isn't for me anymore or it's the artist group, so I leave, make it your group. Do you feel you have the power to change the group? Do you feel you have the power to change into a group that would be perfect for you? Do you feel that you're in a position to make the group work for you better? I think it would be a shame for people to leave, but they have every right to. But it would be so interesting to hear how we can make it into a group that does work for everyone. Make it what you thought it was going to be.
We're at a crossroads in this group at the moment, but I think it can go one way or the other.
But can we even collaborate with young people? There is an unequal power relations. It's been said that youth workers are gatekeepers and that the process used to engage young people is one of coercion rather than collaboration. So who has the most power? The artists, the youth worker, or the young people?
Well, we do what we want in here. You have to think, is this the right thing or the wrong thing? We just get up and leave if we want to. That's power. We do more spur-of-the-moment things, where you wouldn't. We're more mature. No, sorry, you're more mature. Just prepare yourselves.
The start of Watch the Story Collective was a tremendous struggle at times. When challenging behaviour arose, it often fell into the lap of the youth worker to deal with that. We questioned my role in the group. What was I doing there? What could I contribute to it? What could I possibly bring to this process? It was so frustrating at times trying to balance the role of a youth worker versus a participant, a collaborator. At times I really felt like walking away from it. A conflict arose in me where I would think, I wish that young person would leave. But immediately I would feel guilty about that because I'm a youth worker and I shouldn't feel like that.
Carol, well, my funding streams are often based on the disadvantaged status of my co-collaborators. So I get paid because you are disadvantaged.
I think we have the power in some way because I can turn around to you and say, fuck you. You can't say that to me. Without us, you wouldn't have a job. If I didn't come to your group, what would you do?
Tell me about a time when you felt powerless.
There was a time when I actually felt powerless, and it was to do with being arrested and brought to the Garda station, because they thought we were other people. Some of the Garda were being all right, asking questions and being sound, but then they took me to the cell and they strip searched me. They were totally different people then because they were acting like they had the power to do everything. I didn't know what to do. I was never in trouble before in my life. I was really scared. The power that I had was gone.
I had recorded and typed stories, but as the printed story sat looking back from the page, it demanded that the storyteller recognize and face their own experiences. As one person read her own story for the first time, I watched as the tears streamed down her face. I realised the significance of seeing one's own story in print for the first time.
When my ma got sick, I couldn't do anything. That's when I felt really, really powerless, because it wasn't the kind of thing you get rid of in a year.
Who is this work for?
Well, we can't share it at another community festival. We need a different audience. There's always a community event, and then a further representation to an arts audience. Couldn't the arts audience be part of the event and not just an afterthought?
What might it feel like to target an audience that is connected to the room, to the place, and to the content of the gathered stories? What about those engaging those in the stories?
If I hear about another young people's project about voice, voice is important, okay, but who's listening? And who needs to listen to these stories?
I don't want other young people at any event with our stories. We used to live in this area. You get to go home. We have to live here afterwards, and you do not know what it's like to walk through my block at night and have everyone standing there looking. No young people at the event, no parents, husbands, grandparents, brothers, sisters, dogs, cats, none of them can attend because they are in the stories and they might say, what are you telling them about me for? Only invite people that are not friends or family members. They can come.
Right. This is a real moment in this project. This decision will be important.
What about engaging the Gardaí? What about meeting the Gardaí in the middle, even if the middle doesn't feel like an equal space?
This is risky. What about the media? Remember when they called our area the saddest housing project in the city? One of Ireland's roughest neighbourhoods? Headline, NCAD to showcase art from deprived communities. Why can't they just write NCAD to showcase work from communities?
When the roving reporter, Paddy O'Gorman, visited the exhibition he misread, he saw it as a blanket statement about policing, and he didn't consider the context in which the project arose or the entire programme of events, which was explained in the timeline on the wall. And he omitted any information that showed that we were engaging with the police themselves in this process.
He compared our stories to something you would find on the back of a toilet door. He said we were only anonymous so we could avoid being asked questions. I was called a participant, a contributor, a subject, not a collaborator. You didn't get called anything except an artist. And you didn't get called anything except a youth worker. Those titles have power.
When you put our work into a gallery, people look for the artist. When it stays in the youth work, they look for the personal development. Practices that want to stay in murky waters between disciplines can unsettle funders, eager to locate and pin down the art or the youth work. This collaboration has become a hybrid practice. The different colours have mixed and can't easily be separated. They have been combined to make something new. Our process saw arts and ethical and political decisions intertwined at every stage. Over the 10 years, I have found myself engaged in different territories, from ethnography to arts, education to media, and youth work to criminology.
Are we so stuck in our boxes? We do need to be strong and hold on to what we believe in. But how can we part those absolutes and come up with a new position? Is anyone interested in the broad learning that comes from staying in the space between? Thank you.